The Question of God's Supremacy Settled, October 8. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. All heaven is watching the controversy. Here upon the earth Satan stirs up the enmity that is in the human mind to resist the salvation that has been brought to them at such an infinite cost. He, Christ, was the light of the world, and yet the world knew him not. He created the world, and yet the world would not acknowledge him. But when his life was sought for, the majesty of heaven had to go from place to place, heaven marked this. And he was despised and rejected, he was mocked at, reviled. But when he was reviled, he reviled not again. But Satan did not stop his persecutions until Christ hung upon the cross of Calvary. All heaven, and all the worlds God had created, were watching the controversy. Would Christ carry out the plan he had undertaken to lift lost souls from the pit of sin? The great rebel was uprooted from the thoughts of everyone as they saw Christ's resurrection. The question was settled that the law of God was immutable and covered all that were in heaven and in earth, and all the created intelligences. Christ was with his disciples 40 days and 40 nights, and then he was taken up from them into heaven, and the multitude of captives were with him, and a multitude of heavenly host was around him. And as they approached the city of God, the angel that was accompanying him said, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in." Now this Savior is our intercessor, making an atonement for us before the Father. And that precious Savior is coming again. When he cometh the second time, it is not to wear the crown of thorns, it is not to have that old purple robe placed upon his divine form. The voices will not be raised, "Crucify him, crucify him." But there is a shout from the angelic host and from those who are waiting to receive him, "Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain." A divine conqueror, in the place of the crown of thorns he will wear a crown of glory, in the place of that old kingly robe that they put upon him in mockery, he will wear a robe whiter than the whitest white. And those hands that were bruised with the cruel nails will shine like gold. The righteous dead come forth from their graves, and they that are alive and remain are caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall they ever be with the Lord. And they will listen to the voice of Jesus, sweeter than any music that ever fell on mortal ear, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.